Chapter 8. The Promise. I absolutely refuse to do such a thing, I said. Why should I help you? You killed my little brother. You can do what you want to make my life miserable, but I will never create another being as unfortunate as you. Then, if I cannot find love, I will cause fear, said the monster, and I will hate you forever. I will not rest until I have made your life as miserable and terrible as I can. All I ask for is a woman to love. We will be monsters and will live away from other human beings. Maybe we won't be happy, but we won't harm anybody, and I will be free from the misery I feel now. You are my creator. Let me for once feel gratitude to you. Let me know that there is one person in this world who feels sympathy and understanding for me. I was moved by his words and thought that there was justice in them. The monster saw my change of heart and continued, If you agree, we will disappear. We'll go to South America and live among the trees and the animals. Nobody will ever see us again. How can I believe you? I asked. You have already killed one person, and another innocent person paid for your crime with her life. How can I know that it will not happen again? Do as I ask, said the monster, and I will be a better, happier creature for the rest of my life. I won't harm another person. I was full of mixed emotions. On one hand, I felt sympathy for him. But when I looked at him, I saw the repugnant, terrible creature who had killed my brother. I considered everything that he had said, and finally I replied, I agree to your request, but you must promise me that you'll leave Europe forever and never come here again. I promise that I will do as you ask, the monster cried. And with these words he left me, afraid that if he stayed longer, I might change my mind. I saw him go down the mountain at great speed, and then he was out of sight. It was evening now, and I started my return journey, but my heart was heavy, and I walked very slowly. Night came, and I was only halfway. I spent a troubled night in the open air, and the next morning I returned to Geneva. My family was very alarmed at my wild appearance, but I would not answer their questions. I was happy to be home and especially to see Elizabeth. I loved her deeply, but felt I had no right to her love any more because I had indirectly caused William and Justine's deaths. But I wanted to save my family from any more harm, so I decided that I would have to keep my promise to the monster, even though the thought of it filled me with horror and disgust. Days and weeks passed, but I could not find the courage to begin my work. I could not bear to think of the months of preparation I would need before I could create a woman for the monster. I heard of an Englishman who had made some new discoveries that might help me, and I thought of going to London to meet him. But I kept delaying it. I took long walks and passed whole days at the lake, and my health improved slowly to my father's delight. One day, my father said, You know that your mother and I always hoped that one day you would marry Elizabeth. Now I am worried that you have met someone else you want to marry. My dear father, don't worry, I replied. There is nothing I want more than to marry Elizabeth one day. As the words came out of my mouth, I knew they were the truth. I am glad to hear that, said my father. Our family has been through very difficult, sad times recently. Perhaps if you married Elizabeth now, it would bring us all a little happiness. I listened to my father in silence and did not reply for some time. How could I marry Elizabeth before I had finished the horrible task ahead of me? I could not carry out my work in my father's house because they might learn my terrible secret. I had to go to England to meet the man who could help me. I told my father that I wanted to go to England without telling him why. My father was delighted to see that I felt well enough to make a journey. It was decided that I would be away for a few months, at most a year, and I would marry Elizabeth as soon as I returned back to Geneva. My father did not want to wait any longer because of his age. But my father did not want me to be alone in England, so without telling me, he and Elizabeth arranged for Henry Clerval to go with me. I was very happy that Henry would be with me at the start of my journey, but I was worried that his presence would interfere with the solitude I needed to create the monster's female companion. I left for England, happy with the thought of marrying Elizabeth on my return. This would keep me going during the difficult months ahead. The only thing that worried me was that during my absence, my family would be unprotected from the monster, who might be furious by my departure. But he had promised to follow me wherever I went, so I believed that he would follow me to England. I left Switzerland at the end of September, and soon I arrived in Strasbourg, where I spent 2 days waiting for Clerval. What a contrast there was between us. I was full of dark, melancholy thoughts, while he was full of life. He enjoyed all the wonderful sights we saw during our journey by boat up the River Rhine to Rotterdam in Holland, from where we sailed to England.